Hey, here's one of my glass dildo. It's so fun. I'm sorry, this is right out the gate, just being like spoilers. God, I am just a week, like not even a week into my healing, and I'm chomping at the bit. It's gonna be quite the time whenever it comes to my grand crescendo. Anyways, so last night I watched The Gentlemen. First time ever. And I know a lot of you have this on your list. A lot of you, which it's fucking good. I had never watched a Guy Ritchie movie ever. And this is The Gentlemen was exactly what everybody promised it to be. Snatch, I am halfway through and I'm fucking loving it. I cannot wait to see more of his works. Not gonna lie. But anyways, this poll is to question which one do y'all prefer? I think it's been pretty even. No, I've heard Snatch more than The Gentlemen over the past, I want to say, few years of me asking. I do enjoy the clunky clumsiness of Snatch. Like me and my best friend, we were talking about it and everything. And he was all like, he was priming me before watching Snatch after watching Gentlemen. And he was all like, all right, so everything that you loved about The Gentlemen, as far as the cunning, the wit, and like five steps ahead, this is gonna be the opposite. And holy shit, is it? Oh my God, it's great. I love movies where the worst case scenario happens and it just keeps happening. It is fucking gold. And also the soundtrack from this movie I am in love with, so gonna be enjoying that, because holy shit. What do you even call it? It's like a jazzy, like certain parts of it is reggae, but it's more like ska, jazz, something. It's so good. Holy shit. But I love experiencing this. I absolutely love it. There are so many great movies that I have yet to have opened my eyes to, and I'm doing that now. Ooh. It's so great. Anyways, sorry y'all. Those who have watched this and enjoyed it, y'all are already on the hype train of all like, yeah, we've been knowing. It's really good. Happy that you're part of the crowd. I'm just knowing. And I am so happy to get the whole feel of this, because holy shit, it really, it's really good. Sorry. It's just, I haven't watched a good movie in a long time. That was new to me, that I didn't think was a fucking waste of time. Oh, and shit. I don't think I told y'all, this is gonna be a big slap in the face to some of y'all, but for the first time, I want to say two months ago, I watched the first Predator. I ain't never seen any of the Predators. I know. I know. But God, the first one was good. Is it even worth seeing the other ones? I gotta know. Now, to my credit, I have seen all the Aliens, so at least I got that. But boy howdy. I just reawakened to the sobering reality that you think you're a cinephile? You're not. Humble yourself. Humble. Anyways, so there's the poll, guys. I wanna say which one y'all think is better. Just overall, I want to see who outweighs who. So I am on my healing journey. Oh, also, if I am not opposed to showing the scars or anything, but you know, that's something that not everybody wants to see. It's not bad. Not gonna lie. It's not bad. It's just, it's bruised. Granted, bruising isn't totally a bad thing. However, it's more, you would rather see it after somebody's been spanked the shit out. You ever spank somebody so fucking hard that you left a handprint there? Or at least at the very least, fingerprints? I've had that smacked across my ass before. And the shitty part about me is it takes me forever to heal from bruises. I can't wait to once again get pumped and loaded and have bruises everywhere. Good evening, everybody.